Mountain Trails Foundation Director Charlie Sturgis says the preliminary trails plan was laid out for the Stone Ridge open space between Round Valley and Trailside at last week's City Council meeting. Sturgis says his organization looks forward to grooming more kilometers of ski trails in the winter, but it won't happen this coming winter.
It's a really exciting piece of land. I walked it about 10 days ago, and there's beautiful areas that we are looking forward to being able to Nordic ski on. You know, so I'd say it's not going to happen this year. Hopefully it will happen by next year. But even that's not absolutely in the cards. But as you can tell, there's some issues with even mowing sagebrush. Let's see what happens, but keep your fingers crossed.
He says the city and Utah Open Lands are still laying out their strategy to balance the management of the area.
All these land purchases, you know, they basically go and really look at all the different values that they made them want to purchase the land, whether it was recreational, whether it was aesthetic, whether it was wildlife, and then try to balance these things. And that was one of the things I think you heard last night is this whole thing about an adaptive strategy, trying to take this land and minimize the impacts to wildlife, but maximize maybe the benefits to locals.
The Mountain Trails Foundation has a contract with the city for winter grooming, but Sturgis says they also depend on the financial support of those who use the trails.
There's always additional cost to maintaining, managing land, period. So there was even some talk about removing all the old fences and stuff like we've done in the rest of Round Valley. Those all take time. They all take money, wages, something. But, you know, we kind of go forward. The city certainly helps us out with the grooming at this point. If we add more grooming, maybe we'll just have to go look for a little additional help. And certainly we always ask local users to chip in as part of their membership, because that is a major way for us to actually afford to do these setting grooming operations. Yeah, it takes money and time and wage.
With the expansion of grooming, he doesn't know whether those winter trails will always be provided at no cost to the user.
And maybe take a look at how it can be done in a different fashion. And maybe at a local basis, you might be asked to chip in a nominal fee, you know, something maybe like $100 for a season of grooming, which really is very inexpensive if you really think about it. For a lot of us, that would be getting to pennies a day.
That's Charlie Sturgis with the Mountain Trails Foundation. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.